And you were also involved in Meals on Wheels, weren't you?
Yes.
How did you get involved in that?
Well, through Mrs. Powell. Mrs. Powell started Meals on Wheels in this village. And we did Meals on Wheels I did it for years until it packed up.
So where were the meals cooked?
They were cooked at, well, what I always call the Atlas. When I first started, you used to have to go down. We had a big container, which we had to heat with charcoal. It was a bit of a nightmare to get it going. And then you'd go down there with this container in your car and collect the meals, take them round to the people. We went to Wadden and Meldrith, and then come back and wash up the containers and take them back to the Atlas. And then eventually they got more sophisticated containers, and so the charcoal was done away with.
Was this every day?
No. I think three times a week, as far as I remember.
This sounds like a full-time occupation.
Well, it was, actually. There were quite a lot of people involved. Helen Warford, she was very involved.
Yes.
I should think there would be about 12 volunteers. So it didn't come around all that often.
No. And how many meals were you cooking then?
We didn't cook them. We only collected the meals.
Oh, I see.
We didn't cook them. They were cooked at the Atlas in the canteen.
Yes.
And put in these containers.
Yeah.
To start with, they were, as I say, they were sort of metal containers which we had to bring home and wash. Then eventually they put in foil, and so, you know, they were just disposed of.
So how many meals were you delivering then?
Well, to start with, I suppose about 20, but then it dwindled off. And at the very end, there was only about two or three.